on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, please.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. This evening I have with me Janna Death by Gucci and Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. What is going on?
Ah, summertime.
Summertime?
Summertime.
It's hot in Las Vegas.
It's hot everywhere.
But like 120 is hot. Even
that's
I'm complaining.
Ridiculous.
120? Like,
yeah. What do you live in the desert?
Yeah, what do you live in the desert or something?
But hotter than it's ever been since I've lived here.
120 is intense. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Well, it might be like 118 and I'm just exaggerating.
Well, 118, 120.
It's close, yeah.
But it's dry heat, right? That's what they say. Like,
yeah, but it's still hot.
Like, yeah, I know. 120 is 120. You're still boiling your guts.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. I mean, how long can you actually live like that?
I know. And then I had to work at my boyfriend's store this week because his mom's out of town. And it was out of all days. Yeah, it's outside most of the time. It was miserable.
Yikes.
God, I don't envy that. It was only like 90 here. It was hot, though.
Well, you have the fire, too, to make it hotter.
It's just been crazy. Now the problem here is all of the drinking water is completely ruined.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and like apparently the fish can't live because all the Poudre River is what runs through my area, and it's just like black. It's gross. Yeah, it's really bad. So we'll be drinking a lot of bottled water. Mm-hmm. So what's going on with everybody? Anything new, Pete?
Well, actually, not related to Spocklets, you know, or Spock, that part. We're stuck smack dab in the middle of being in a war.
With
a family that's whooping us.
Now, how did this start? What happened there?
Well, I think innocently to begin with, and then some people kind of escalated it. We're fighting the Faceless Assassins, and what had happened was, the way that, as I understand it now, Zynga's combined all the servers together. And so fight lists are, you know, you're seeing a lot of the same people fighting the same people. Mm-hmm. So one guy in this group decided that, you know, he got hit by two Spocks, probably not immediately together, but close enough that it showed up in his feed, and immediately thought like there was this all-out assault by the Spock. So he returned the favor to the people that attacked him. And then they went back and on the war page for the family started stirring up some real crap. Our people did. So it just kind of got a little bit messy. Actually, one of the guys that started it went and apologized to them, and then he de-tagged as a Spock. And then there's another guy that went to apologize and then just kind of stirred up some more. So it's been funny.
Welcome to the family life.
Yeah, I've had fun though, because like, I mean, props to them. I mean, they've got definitely high attack and defense, and you know, I tried to ding the guy once, and even tried to red ice him for the heck of it, just to see if I could be done, and
well,
it didn't work. And yeah,
well,
pulled the
do what I did and run your health meter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more exciting when you get your ass kicked.
Yep. So yeah, that's what I should do now. So yeah. So anyway, so you know, I've been on their wall, just basically congratulating him each time he got an ice and that kind of thing. And
liking on all your kills.
The irony of it is, they're probably using the assassinator
to sit
you
on us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably something. But anyway, I thought it was
it's
kind of interesting.
It's fun to go to war with Spock.
Yeah. Well,
especially if you're gonna congratulate people.
Yeah, and the rest of our group hasn't gotten quite used to that because we don't usually fight family fights.
You have a war page now, though, correct?
Yeah, but it was, and I don't know why, because we don't really hardly ever truly go to a war like the old style wars that you guys used to do as Meg, or you guys still do as Meg. Or
oh yeah, it's not over.
You used to do as a Meg. I can't remember how that plays out now, but yeah, we just do family battles. I think someone just kept saying, well, you got to put up a war page so that there's a place you can post your capos and stuff. And
mm-hmm. people like to do
okay.
that.
Yeah, all right, sure. So one of our
especially
family
Jed
members stepped up.
Well, we're gonna be opening up a page too, and it's not a war page.
Yeah, well, it's ours is called the battle page. It's not actually called.
It's just a page.
Yeah.
What are you calling yours, Pete?
It's a battle page. It's not called a war page because for us, it's really just when we're in a battle using the in-game battle feature. But that's, you know, whatever. I mean, people are going to interpret it however they want to interpret
well,
it.
Well, we're having some drama over that because people in our family are like, we're not a warring family. We don't need a page.
Yeah.
And there's people that we don't want to contact us or whatever. So I think we need a page, and I'm trying to like just sneak it in there so those who are against it don't get upset.
You know what? And I'm also learning very much about the family is that, you know, as much as you try to make a family a democracy, it will never work.
Mm-mm.
You know, we created rules and we let everybody vote on it. And then someone that shouldn't have been, you know, that was actually a highly active member in the family, didn't make one of the rules. It caused all kinds of grief. And then the next thing happens and the next. And then you're just like, forget it. No more.
I'm turning off my computer.
Rules are coming down from on high. Deal with it. No, just kidding. But, you know, you try to be.
You just can't make everybody happy.
That's exactly right. And, it's just gotten to the point where you're just doing the best you can to try to make a bunch of people happy. I do have to thank Jen, though. We've got about 50 requests for people to join Spog. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So.
Oh, great.
So I don't know if they want to join at this exact moment.
now that we're at war. But the more turnover you get, the closer you are to happiness. Because I think if people aren't happy in your family, they shouldn't be there and you shouldn't want them there. You want them to find a family that they're happy in.
I think
as more people leave and then new ones come in and they like it, eventually you get full with people that all kind of think the same.
Yeah.
And it takes a few waves.
Yeah.
And then the more times it happens, the less drama you have in the future.
I can see that. And that's kind of where we're headed. I mean, everybody's different and you got all different cultures. I mean, because we have people, obviously, that join from all over the world, just like any other family. And, you know, you got one thing that's said in another culture isn't offensive, but it is offensive to someone in, you know, another one. And you got to deal and contend with that, too. You know, like for me, I'm not a person that uses foul language very often. I mean, obviously, if I'm pushed to an extreme, you know, then that's
I've heard you like
story.
Twice.
Yeah, but I don't use it in my day-to-day conversation. And, you know, for some other people, that is who they are and what they do. And that's offensive to some people that it's used that much in just general conversation. So, I mean, you know, you got to contend with that, too. And that's kind of what happened here. I mean, I think he was a bit over the top. But, hey, you know, I mean, I know people get pushed to extremes or feel like, you know, that's how they're going to get their voice heard. Anyway, I'm trying to think, though, because you asked me what's going on, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else going
on.
That's
obviously what's going on.
There is some new Spotcom stuff.
Good. Then you can fill us in.
Yeah, tell us.
No, I want you to.
For those people like me, and this is probably why I probably need to talk about it, that tend to hoard their skill points at leveling instead of expending them and getting the bonus. There's a script that Ike had put together called Get Promotions. It's available in the toolbar, whether or not it's golden or otherwise. And all you have to do is just type it in the search box. It should show up. If it doesn't, the usual trick is go to the configuration and force Spocklets reload, and you should see it there. So that would actually let you, when you get a golden promotion or a regular promotions pop-up, you can actually run that, and then it will actually let you collect the bonus from that without having to expend your skill points.
So do you want to click this before you need it?
No, you want to... Before
you level up again.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So it's not just a setting I could fix and it would be there.
Right.
Okay, I got to think about it.
Well, it's... Or if you just like inadvertently accidentally close the level up box, you know, and then you say, oh, crap, I just missed that bonus. Now you can go run this before your next level up and actually get the bonus.
He made that special for you, huh?
Yeah.
Or well, if the bandits, because if you have an experienced bandit and you collect from it and it levels you up, you don't get that pop-up.
Right.
Oh, I did not know that.
So one of the other considerations that he made or is making with regard to that is whether or not it just becomes a configurable toolbar feature. So if you have the toolbar on, that it can automatically collect and then log the items that you've collected as you level, which would be
even
better for me. But
it does that in the, he made a plugin to put in with the Assassinator.
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep.
But so, it won't do it like when you're doing jobs and stuff.
Right. And when I see it right now, all I'm doing to level is jobs because I do.
Right. But you can always go into your pop-ups and get it. But like I was thinking about that. Like I know I can do that, but I'm too lazy. When I see I'm out of energy, I close it out and jump to the next thing.
Right.
And then who knows? You know, most of, I'd say 90% of those bonuses suck, but you get once in a while you'll get an attack point or a defense point, or even a 3 attack or 3 defense.
Right.
And a reward point. So you don't really want to miss those if you don't need to.
Yep.
The rest is just crap.
I'm always too lazy to go hunt for them or remember to collect them.
Yep.
I don't level as much as you guys, so I always collect them. I rarely share them unless they're
I hate it when people share them when they suck. Like I don't need another blue sky. I have like tons of them.
I won't post anything like that. The only time anybody that knows me will see one is it's either attack or defense.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't see any reason for the rest of it.
And we're allowed to collect 3 a day, but I never collect reward points because to me, one reward point doesn't have the same value as an attack point or 3 attack points.
Yeah.
But they're hard to get because they get gobbled up so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So anything else, Jen, that Pete's forgetting?
No, that was all I was thinking. There might be more, but...
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
And a lot of people are asking about the VLA-inator. Brandon Venery and Ike were working on to add it into the defender. And it looks like Ike's defaulting to Brandon to finish it. And Ike's on vacation. Brandon went to his roller coaster pretzel thing at Busch Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't place, but he had a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So shout out to him.
He worked hard on that.
Yeah,
that
awesome. He did. And then the girls who won, they were really pretty. And I was like, oh, did you go up to him and say, how you doing? He was like, no, I think he's shy.
He didn't go, how you doing?
I'm a stud in Mafia Wars. But Brandon did tell me when they met the people that ran the contest from the Schneider's pretzel place, that they said something to him about they thanked him for getting so many votes. And that's really all the Mafia Wars community.
Right.
Like a lot of people took the time to vote for him. So that made him feel good.
Yeah.
And it was noticed by them.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he says next year he'll do even better.
Well, because now that he's been there, he knows where to.
Yeah.
And then you get to see your competition, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really cool. So what's going on with your blog this week? You got
I thought Pete was going to talk about this, but I guess we'll all talk about it. Zynga actually added a one-click heal option to the fight module. And it's funny because everyone thought it was Spockholm, but it really was Zynga. And they did it
over it.
No, they did a slow rollout, but they got everyone had it within like 12 hours. And if you look at the bottom, like underneath your health meter, there'll be one or two buttons. If you're in New York, there's only one and it has New York cash on it. And then if you're in like Brazil, it'll have New York and Brazil real. So you can heal in the city you're in or in New York. And now you don't have to click and wait for that pop-up and all that. You just click on it and it's really fast. Like, I was surprised how fast it worked.
When did that come out?
That everyone should have it now, and it came out last night.
Oh, okay.
And, you just click it when you see your health is low or when you can heal. And it doesn't really take you out of the fight module or have a pop-up out of the fight module.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of just like the one-click healing on the Spockholm toolbar. But it's nice to see they added that to the game. They saw a need. I know we asked for it a lot on the pack. A lot of players have.
Yeah, now all of a sudden there'll be an uprising and cry out there because we always took heat for having a quick heal button. Now all of a sudden people are going to be screaming at Zynga for having a quick heal button too.
Yeah, I can't blame you this time.
The health problem is all related to the quick healers and the auto healers.
Yep. It's funny you said that because I did notice some negative comments on my blog post about in effect said that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not Spock's fault this time.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, go play with that feature. It might make you want a manual fight. If they would fix the fightless problem, then I might manual fight more. But the thing I hate about manual fighting is all the clicking and scrolling. Like, you know, click a person already iced, go get another one already iced. Then you finally get one. Oh, you need to heal. Then you got to click that and heal and go back. It's just,
and then someone stole your ice, or he was already iced.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, one of the things I did not like about it was having to heal like that.
I don't know why the fight list even shows up with anybody that's iced. Why don't you only give us people that are alive? Or at least alive at the moment it loads.
I think they try to, but then the people get iced anyways. And like you were saying.
No, but I mean, you go to the fight list and there's people that are already grayed out. That means they're already iced.
Yeah.
So why don't they just do a query before they load the page? Now, granted, you're right. If you go hit somebody at the same time, you may still end up getting an already iced message. But at least you got a better shot of getting more active targets. I don't know. That's just something I've always wondered. I mean, why do we get a page where half the page is dimmed out?
Well, I think it's not dimmed before you load, and then it becomes dimmed, because I really believe there's so many people trying to get ices that, you know, you'll have a full page of live people, but in the moment you're loading the page, I think they're iced by someone else.
It can be pretty fast.
And it shows you how small of a game is. Like Mike Nestor was laughing last night that I stole one of his ices. And I said, well, it wasn't me, it was the assassinator. But you know, the odds of, you know, two people that know each other in a game that has,
especially if you're not in the same family.
100,000 now. And it's causing fights in a lot of families, like with yours, Pete. I get those messages too. Why is so-and-so attacking my people? What did we do to you? And it's like, you have to explain, well, our policy is we only fight on the fight list.
Right.
If you just happen to be appearing all the time, we're not doing anything wrong.
You're just lucky.
Yeah.
Consider it.
So, but I think a lot of people are dealing with this type of drama.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't really go into alliances with every family, then you're not going to have anyone to attack and you're not going to get your ices. And we'll say it again. If they would please add robbing to the family progression, not so many people would be trying to get ices. And I think the game would be more fun for fighters and it would be more fun for people that don't fight.
I guarantee it would make a huge difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're putting it off. It's a brilliant
idea.
It just seems like everything the players suggest and like, they don't want to do it.
Yep.
Well, I like to hope that they are working on that.
Yeah.
I really do.
I trust that they are, and I think we should keep bringing it up. I know people are probably sick of hearing about it.
Well, we'll stop talking about it when we get our way.
Yeah.
I think it would help. And once again, old school robbing. Yeah. I just think they could do a whole redo of the robbing right now.
Yeah.
So could be some nice changes.
True.
Even Chester said he would play again.
Oh, it would have to be really good. It would have to bump him to like level 3,000.
Yeah, there's no way he could catch back up.
I know. And that's another sad thing when people do quit and they do come back, they feel so far behind.
Yeah.
I know. It's hard. A friend of mine was trying to get their London properties built. And thank God you can gift that stuff.
Yeah.
I had a bunch, but I was thinking what a drag it is when you're even just that far behind would be.
You know,
discouraging.
If you really wanted to get players to come back, they should consider offering some type of incentive. And I know people that are still playing would say, that's not fair. But if they would do something like they did, you know, when people came over from MySpace or Tagged or Yahoo, offer a small incentive package for those that quit. You know, if you haven't played the game in X number of days, we're going to offer you this as a chance to get caught up. I wouldn't mind that to see more people.
I wouldn't mind it either. It'd give us more targets.
Yeah.
That
is always good.
Speaking of targets, though, that's something that got brought up. Steve Jones sent us an email about the show, and he was talking about several different things. One is he had some comments over the properties, and he's just trying to craft 5 properties that will have plus 5s or better. And he says, while some people may not want to do them or whatever else, that he would hope that they would support their mafia and still send around parts and things.
Mm-hmm.
But the other was the discussion about that high power attack that took place over Saturday and Sunday. His comment was that this would only help the upper level players and handicappers. The lower level players, they simply don't have the health numbers to survive the attacks from upper level players who target them. But I'm guessing lower levels don't pay. So Zing is not going to worry about the effects of, you know, when it comes to this. And then he was asking, and specifically to you, Jana, because, you know, you had made a comment on the show about the change in the power attack actually helped you and allowed
it
you to ice
help
more
me.
People.
I haven't been able to get the 150 since it went away.
See, and that's
it did. I know it did help me.
Yeah.
And I'm not a high level player. I'm not as high as either of you guys.
Right.
And you know, I'm not a spender.
And you don't have a big stamina pool either.
No, yeah. I don't. And so I really do believe that it was helping me.
Yeah. And see, and I don't know.
But I did hear a lot of people not like it.
Right. Obviously, if you fight off the fight list, you could get low level players. You could get high level players. You know, I guess the reality is that if people are using scripts or manually fighting, if they're a low level player on the fight list and they get chosen, whether or not you kill them in 3 attacks or you kill them in 50 attacks, you're probably still going to try to kill them or ice them. So I'm not sure that, you know, not having that additional power attack in the game is really going to make that much difference. I know I'm back to, even for me, you know, it harder and harder to get through 150 ices in a day now.
It takes longer. I've noticed that. It
takes a lot longer. I mean, literally, it takes a good 6 or 8 hours.
Yeah.
To go ahead and get 150 ices.
It doesn't take me that long.
We can't all be like Mike. Yeah.
And I can't put that time into this. I can't put that kind of time in here.
Right. And
if it wasn't for
players.
Scripts, I couldn't do it.
Right.
And I would probably quit.
Many people could. I really don't.
But I will say that I think that, and I didn't time it, and I probably should have just to have a point of comparison. I will say once the boosts were up over the weekend with that new power attack, it definitely made a difference, and we were able to get our ices in probably within a couple of hours. And then for me, you know, once I get my ices, I'm done. I'm moving on to my next thing, which for me is going and leveling. Or I may go back to Robin again. I haven't decided. But to me, I want to be off the fight list as fast as possible, which actually will, and I think there's other players like me, that will offer benefits to those that are feeling like they're being, you know, bullied or punched on all day long because they're low-level players. You know, so anyway.
I've been doing that. As soon as I get my 150 ices, I go to robbing. And for the rest of the day, I rob. It's slower than fighting, though.
Yeah, and they can improve that, too, because they have that one click.
Yeah.
Which they should make permanent without the boost, without the rob squads. And then they can fix that module so it doesn't hang almost every time you do it. I mean, they could make that where the query goes out, renders the results back significantly faster. Again, that gets
that
to the type of improvements
me.
That they can make.
Or they should not limit us on rob squads. Like, if I want to collect 250 rob squads a day, I should be able to.
True.
And the fact that I'm collecting them from Chicago means I can't collect them from gifts. And that's kind of BS. I don't think they kind of ignored the rob squads, I believe, as far as their limit to time capacity. It still says that on the free gift page. And I think if they made them permanent in the game like they did when they were added to the docks in Chicago, they needed to adjust how they worked in the game, and they didn't do that. So now if you have over 20 or 50 in your pool, if you try to accept one from your gifts, it won't let you. It's going to turn it into a mystery bag.
Yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I really wish they would do something with that. Because if they can balance the load between the robbing module and the fighting module and affect family progression as a result, either way you go, then you could see a significant improvement in how people feel about the game and what they want to try to accomplish. Because there's a lot of serial levelers out there that would prefer never to have to fight.
A lot of people would prefer to not have to fight.
Yeah. I like it. See, that's why I play.
Well, and
like
that's why
fight.
You should be able to without worrying about the slowness, all the bugs, because of too many people
exactly.
doing it.
Exactly.
Right.
You would have more fun
doing the robbing, because yeah. then I can't go back to just, you know.
Well, and Steve fighting. Commented about that, too. He says, you know, maybe the only way they're going to fix it with the health issues and stuff like that is to remove these in-game events like the ice seasons and stuff like that are requiring people to ice. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think they need to remove those things. I think, you know, it only lasts a week. And if they don't do it every week, that's another big thing. I mean, if you just do it once a month, yeah, then that's cool with me. You know, I think it's okay to have those kinds of events once a month where, you know, it encourages some people to try something a little bit different. It also does kind of prepare you that if you truly do get in a family, icing will be a part of your life. And I mean, a warring family, I guess I need to clarify, because there's different types of families. You know, certainly, you know, you can go ahead and do whatever you need to do in the game. I mean, there's so many different directions this game can go for
that's
every
what's everybody's
player.
Game it's, yeah. it's everybody has their own game here.
Yep.
How I play is different than how Jen plays. Definitely all three of us are very different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and Mike especially.
Yeah.
And we all want to be like Mike.
Be bad. No,
they all want to be like Pete.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of the small fight list, Mike kept encountering someone named Pistol Pete on the fight list, but he wasn't you. He was a different Pistol Pete. And so he would ice him and post his ice. I'm like, "What? Why are you picking on this poor guy? He just wants to be like Pete." And Mike was like, he's always on the fight list. And then I was looking through my player updates, and he had attacked me. And I'm like, this Pistol Pete is all over the place.
Yeah, there's a few of them. I go after every Pistol Pete that we can find. Even just Pete's I'll kill at this point.
Oh, that's funny.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of players that play different, have a different playing style, do you want to introduce our guest there, Jenna?
Yes. Actually, this is our second attempt to have Nick DeLeon on. We recorded a little bit with him a couple weeks ago and had some technical issues. So I want to welcome Nick back to the show. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
Very good. Very good.
Everyone doing all right tonight? Yeah. I've met Pete, Jen, and our wonderful hopper person, Mike.
The hopper keeper. Hopper person. Chester's got the keys, so we can't really let him out.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah,
we try to let him out, but he won't talk. He's shy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants a script.
Until you get him to a meetup.
insert beer.
Insert beer and mixed drinks at the same time, and drink out of pitchers and all kinds of good stuff.
Surely the law will follow.
I hear they usually do.
That's why every time he travels, I tell people to alert the authorities. It's probably
watch
for
out
the best.
Watch out, Mike's coming in.
Exactly. He's a traveling man.
That's right.
So Nick, tell us about yourself. How long have you been playing?
Actually, I've been playing for about 3 years now. 2.5, 3 years, something like that. So, you know. Ah.
Yeah, I know. You look at your watch. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, you're really young, too, so you must have been... How old were you when you started playing?
I was actually 12 when I started playing Mafia.
Aww, that's
underage.
That's so cute.
Wait, I thought you had to be... Didn't you have to be, like, 18 to have a Facebook account?
13. I think you have to be 16.
No. It's 13.
13, because my son's been pestering me.
Oh.
13
Facebook is evil, y'all. Don't let your kids on here.
keep them away.
What got you started? Did you just decide randomly you wanted to play Mafia Wars, or did you have friends playing?
My dad actually got me hooked on Mafia Wars because I saw him playing. No, he quit a long time ago. As soon as I surpassed him, he
I think
quit.
Yeah, his ego was crushed by his son. His son could ice
him. The fact that I could ice him in a matter of a week of playing, and yeah, that's kind of sad.
Can imagine. You're grounded. Go to your room.
It's like saying checkmate to your father.
Yeah, kind of in your face.
Well, he had like all this money, and I was like, "Hey, I want to play and beat you." And he was like, "Yeah, here's the link." And I started playing and passed him, and he got mad at me.
That's pretty funny.
He did not appreciate me passing him.
I would bet not.
Do you think anything would ever get your dad to start playing again?
Honestly, no. He pretty much quit for good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just because of you, or was he genuinely tired of the game?
Well, he started playing when Mafia first came out.
Mm-hmm.
So he had been playing. Yeah. Yes. When you iced people, you logged in, you iced people, you did a couple jobs, and you logged right back out.
Yep. It was simple. It wasn't all of this chore.
yeah, I'm sitting here staring at the screen and wondering what to do first.
Yeah, it did get really overwhelming.
Yeah, most certainly.
Now, are you in the games?
What?
Go ahead, Jana.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, are you in a family?
Yeah, I recently tagged with HHA. Hellhounds of Apocalypse. Nice. And they're a good group of people.
Sounds friendly.
They're scary.
They're
a little nicer than you would think, but just don't mess with them and you're fine.
Like SLC.
Oh, you might get in trouble for that one.
Or the Faceless Assassins.
Oh, yeah. don't mess with them either.
Yeah, apparently not. We'll see how that unfolds.
We'll see how many days that goes on.
I'll be watching your war page or your whatever you're calling it.
Battle page.
Yeah.
Battle page.
Ours is just our page.
It's just the page.
No sense of fighting in our page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We are peaceful people.
It's Mafia Wars. Come on. kill. you got to toughen up.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it is everybody's such a different kind of player.
Yeah.
What drives you? Are you more into just the fighting? Are you like Pete and Jen?
I prefer the fighting, actually. I just got my 12,000th ice as you guys were recording, so that
Sweet.
Was fun.
Congratulations. It's special then.
Now I get to ice more people. 13,000, here I come.
Yep.
Nick also likes to ice Pistol Pete's. I'll throw that
fake
in there.
Pistol Pete's or the real Pistol Pete?
He also goes after the fakes. I've seen this on his page, and he always likes on him when I kill a Pistol Pete poser.
Now, y'all are making me feel real bad, because now, like, all of a sudden, all these people are being punished because they just have the nickname Pistol Pete. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Well, you know, I kill people named Chainsaw. If really...
Anybody I happen to know that has a similar name.
If anybody was called the Loot Lady, I would definitely go after them.
Anyone with blog in their name?
Yeah, anybody that says blog, biatch, or anything like that, besides Jen herself, I would kill them. I just don't see them. You see, Pistol Pete sticks out.
Yeah.
So sorry, all you Pistol Petes.
And blog biatches. And
I haven't found one of them yet. I'll be all over her.
That's funny.
You're going to be all over who?
A fake.
Jen posers.
I found one the other day.
Did you?
Well, they were selling things on their Facebook site, but they were calling themselves my name. But the girl was really nice. I just wrote to her and asked her to please change her name.
Oh, well, you know what's creeped me out a couple times is people will put that Miss Pac picture as their avatar. And I killed them too, so I will also kill myself. That creeps me out sometimes, but
you're
gonna
have
I guess it's
homicide
cool.
Suicide on your record.
I know. I just kill anything that comes up on the fight list. Period.
Yeah, that's me. It's kind of fair fight rules for me. You hit me, if I hit you back, get over it.
They had someone add you to their family properties, and they were like, oh man, I wasted a good Miss Pac. They meant to use the Miss Party Pack or something. Like one or the other.
Party Pack is cool.
Yeah.
The Party Pack is obsolete now.
That's why
it
I
is?
Think. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I think she
you're
was.
You're stronger in a crate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was much stronger in the crate.
like
Mike.
By like 20.
Throw some confetti and we
gosh, and
the champagne.
Remember all the drama that went along with that and the Shadow King and.
It was a
people were getting mad at us because we were wanting to support Jana, and they're like, "No, it has to be the Shadow King."
He's the first one, and people are gonna click the first one.
Yeah, so like all that, and now the items aren't even useful.
I know. Oh well.
I don't even have a Shadow King. Oh.
I did get one of everything.
I got one of everything too.
The
poor party Nates were like worthless before they even came out.
I know. I think it hurt his feelings. I think it kind of hurt his feelings a little bit.
I think
bit,
he was getting ready to go by that point anyway.
Yeah.
Actually, he was
gone.
He was gone.
That's right. Yeah.
Because he wasn't aware of it when I first mentioned it to him, supposedly. At least he acted like he wasn't.
Yeah.
So. I thought it was kind of fun, though, in hindsight.
Yep.
So
I think we have fun with different things, like when something's different. Like even that hellish hydraulics was kind of fun because we get so sick of doing the gifting event, the secret district, the mission, the property. Mm-hmm. And so when they try to venture out of it, it's nice. But the problem is they venture out, but yet they still dump everything on us.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you've still got everything else to do.
Yeah,
it needs to be a swap around. You need to alternate stuff that you don't feel like it's all coming at the same time.
So you like it. Like in the mafia poker, everyone hates that now.
Is and that coming back anytime soon?
Yeah, there's another one on the way.
That's what
they need to do. They need to have these events, and then they need to put a like button on it.
Yeah.
And if we don't like it, we won't like it. And that'll give you some statistics to tell you that we don't like it.
Uh-huh. That would be really brilliant.
Well, there's something really bad going on right now.
What?
I was going to save it till the end.
Oh.
The marketplace promotion.
Oh, yeah.
For 2 years, these things have been going on. And for 2 years, every time you got one, you would get 50% off reward points. And not too long ago, they started offering a 50% redemption bonus on game cards. So we look forward to that. And this time around, they named their marketplace sale the garage sale. And then they put a little ad banner saying it was coming soon. And it confused people. They didn't equate it to being a marketplace sale. And they're like, oh, we're going to get something new. We're going to get to sell our old loot. And people were excited.
That's what I thought, too, when I saw the garage
sale
thing. Yeah,
everyone did.
I thought they were going to revamp Trader Go. He's going to do garage sales now.
Yeah. So it comes out, and it's, you know, one of the stupid marketplace promotions, buy 15 items. But there's no discount offers this time. So a lot of people are pissed. I am, because I only buy my reward points 50% off. And if Zynga didn't want me to do that, then they shouldn't have offered me this every single month for the past 2 years, because I would feel like a fool to pay full price. And I will not buy them more expensive. So I'm boycotting this sale, this promotion, unless they give us those discounts. Mm-hmm. But I'm holding off. I want to write a nasty blog post about it, but I did that once, and it was just a delay. And like at 1:30, it hadn't have been out, so I made this post like, they're so evil and greedy. And then like 20 minutes later, the discount offer showed up. So I felt like a jackass, but I'm giving them 24 hours this time to make sure it's just not a delay in the system.
Well, this won't be the first one you've boycotted.
No, I boycotted the one with the crates, and a lot of people did. And if you notice, the one after that brought back crates on sale. But they changed it up a little bit. Instead of all crates being 6 reward points each, the current crate was 8, and the older one was 6, which was okay. But, I mean, if they're going to copy and paste events to include marketplace promotions, they can't just change and remove the best part of it and expect people to still participate like they used to.
Right.
And I think they'll get less money this time because, you know, a lot of people, they only buy their reward points when there's a discount like that. You plan ahead. Mm-hmm. No, we're not stupid in Mafia Wars. We calculate everything. And purchasing reward points, you know, which is good for Zynga, is done a certain way. If you buy them frequently, you learn to buy them when they're on sale, not when you need them, and you make them last, unless you blow them on the lucky stash machine. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to really promote not to participate in this one, because I think if their metrics show by not offering a discount that they're going to make less money, that hopefully we'll see them in the future. That's my rant.
Very nice. Well, hopefully they'll add that.
They should.
Because this goes on for what, 5 more days? 4 more days?
Yeah, the 17th ends, I believe.
Nice.
Well, we have some other new stuff in the game.
What else is new?
Well, we got 3 new tiers of Declare War loot. So it's
I thought it was my imagination.
Nope.
No, it's only when Jen shows back up in the war group.
I tried to sneak into the war group, and I just
you're going to get banned.
And Pete's like, welcome back, and he tags me, and I'm like, thanks a lot. I was hoping to blend in.
I told her, I said, I'm the antagonist. That's awesome. It's my job.
That's awesome.
But I don't really declare wars unless the events are out.
That's funny.
You know, and for everyone struggling, they can't find a ward to save their life because of the bots. You need to either coordinate with your family or start your own little group and only post your war posts in that group and have the other people do the same thing. There's a nice little spotlet called the war poster. And you close out your game request, you use that, and your posts will go right to that room. And the bots can't get them.
Yep.
But people have to work together on that. You can't be the only one doing it, or else you're not going to get wars.
Right.
But that's the easiest way.
Have you got it all already?
No. I've only declared one war and helped with like three or four.
Yeah.
And
when did this roll out?
Did all this happen today? Okay. I haven't played today very often much, so.
And we're getting new stranger swag loot. And there's a new secret district coming. It's going to be in Brazil.
Ah.
And that should happen any day. I'm thinking they've been releasing stuff like on Friday and Saturday nights lately.
Yeah, I'd speculate so that might be one.
I'm kind of thinking that's when we're seeing it.
Yep.
So if my walkthrough sucks, that's why. When they release stuff on the weekends, I don't do as good of a job.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then this is interesting. They had a contest like about a month ago, and it said it was on their fan page, and it said, "I love Mafia Wars because," and it was blank. And if you commented with why you love Mafia Wars, you would be eligible for a great prize. And so they made a blog post and they announced the winner, and the great prize was 250 reward points.
Woo!
And the winner, his first name is Khan, last name T.
Wait, what did you say?
That's his name. I can't say it.
Conti?
Conti?
K-H-U-N, and last name is T.
Conti.
Like, I guess that's what I'd say. I don't know, but it kind of sounds like the C word.
It so kind of does. People. That's what I thought you said. I thought you were just saying
I don't
that.
Make this stuff up.
This is the winner?
Yeah, he won.
And why does he love Mafia Wars?
He gave an elaborate kind of creative answer, and I think that's why they picked him. And he wrote, "I love Mafia Wars because I can bash for cash, rob and ruin. Must be very good because that's what I'm doing. The ladies think I'm pretty, but they don't see my face. But I'll be in checking out your property and dancing on your face."
We need a beat.
But I looked him up, and he is a real player. I don't know if that's his real name.
And he's 250 reward points richer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But it's unlike them to even announce their contest winners.
Yeah, because don't they have a habit of not telling us?
Yeah, or making fake ones up.
Maybe this is a fake one.
Well, based
I know with the name.
We'll have to send him a message and ask him. We'll have to ask him on the show.
Well, only in America is that really like a very offensive word. Like, if you're listening from other countries, you cannot say that word in America. You'll get your ass.
I don't think it's pronounced
that way.
It can't be.
I'm sure
I don't know.
Cunty.
Well, that sounds bad, too. That sounds like you're trying to cute it up or something.
Oh, God.
Like a term of endearment.
Hmm.
So it just shows you, you know, maybe enter these contests when they come out. Because sometimes there are real winners, we think.
And you can't win if you don't play. Is that what they say?
You gotta be in it to win it.
Oh, you gotta be in it to win it. If you're gonna rhyme. Which apparently wins.
Yep.
I bet that sounded a lot better with a beat. Jen was flowing with it though.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like he was rapping it. But and actually, if you go to that thread with the comments, it's kind of funny because a lot of people got clever, like, "I love Mafia Wars because I love to wait for pages to download." You know, kind of turn negatives into why they love it.
Uh-huh.
There were some funny comments.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you ever enter that kind of stuff, Nick?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
Oh.
Would you normally enter those kind of contests?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, then, honest answer, good.
I think that's like the first time I've seen somebody actually win.
I know. I entered that crate contest. And they picked Jesus Christ over me, so I'm sorry about that.
Holding the grudge now over Jesus Christ?
Mad bro?
I put a lot of time and thought into mine.
I thought Mike helped you.
Well, he made the crate. I didn't know how to angle Photoshop, but I came up with the concept, and I told him what I
passed it to the hopper.
But yeah, Mike did all the hard work. If I have anything cool computer-wise on my blog or anywhere else, it means Mike probably did it.
Yeah, he's the behind-the-scenes man.
Isn't he supposed to stay in the hopper?
Well, we call him Rebel Support. He fixes all our computer.
He's our high-tech redneck.
Yeah.
That won't ever say anything.
Yep.
He really exists.
He does. He really does. He's pretty nice.
As long as you're not in his rivals.
Yeah, the fake Pistol Pete's don't think he's very nice.
Yeah. I don't think the fakes like me either. Tend to attack him when I can.
Well, so does anybody have any shout-outs?
I'll probably just give a shout-out to the Faceless Assassins. Spock on.
Spock on.
We'll see how long this lasts.
Jen, do you have a shout-out?
Yeah, ironically, Pete gave a shout-out to his family that's messing with him. And mine is to Tia Shields from the SSC clan.
That's the Shitty Shoe clan?
Yeah. They're good people. A lot of them still don't like me, but that's okay. Not everyone's supposed to like me. But I've dealt with Tia a lot, just, you know, dealing with the politics of some things that have come up. And she just wrote me a nice inbox message wanting to say hi and see how I was doing. And I rarely get that. I usually, all my inbox messages are either like, add me,
I need
please.
Help.
Yeah. What's happening here? You know, people send me their customer support transcripts or their glitches they find or problems. Everyone's nice, though. But it was just kind of nice to get a message that was just like, oh, I just wanted to say hi.
That is really nice.
No, we don't get those very often.
No, it's nice when when people just want to check on you.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, you got a shout out tonight?
Yeah, I want to say hi to everybody actually at HHA. You guys are really great to me. You know, just happy hunting to everybody and, you know, go on about your business.
Spock on.
May the odds always be in your favor.
You're never going to stop doing that, are you? Oh, I love it.
Did you have a shout out?
I'm going to give a shout out to Nick for coming on tonight. Thanks again. Sorry we messed up the last time, but it was nice to have you tonight. Well, I guess that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, get them crashing to the brave new world. I want to